The buzzing of cicadas mixed with the sounds of the passing traffic on Highway 62 fill the air at Prairie Grove Battlefield State Park. Superintendent Jesse Cox says the nearby urban development is one of the main reasons the park has been awarded an $82,000 grant funded by the National Park Service's American Battlefield Protection Program.
The biggest thing is that this battlefield is considered on the top 10 list of most endangered battlefields, which that is a category derived from encroachment of development. And because Highway 62 is getting ready to be widened and present a bypass around Prairie Grove, it is one of our boundaries. So that development, that construction is a big contributor to that type of encroachment. So the American Battlefield Protection Program is producing the grant. They're the ones who have distinguished us as in that top 10 of the nation. So that has a lot to do with if you're awarded a grant. And so we were.
The National Park Service awarded 25 grants worth more than $1.2 million. Prairie Grove received the largest amount of funding. The majority of grants were given to battlefields listed as Priority 1 or 2 sites in the National Park Service's Civil War Sites Advisory Commission report on the nation's Civil War battlefields and the report to Congress on the historic preservation of Revolutionary War and War of 1812 sites in the United States.
The American Battlefield Protection Program puts out grants all the time. This one in particular, though, what this set of grants is for, the 150th anniversary is coming up, okay, in 2012, or 2011 it starts and goes through 2015. It was a five-year war. Our 150 is 2012 because it was 1862. So that's the reason that this set of grants is going out, is that they want all the battlefields in the nation to try to give them some help, to do some special things to celebrate their 150th and honor all the soldiers and all the citizens and the communities that took place in those battles. Because it wasn't just the soldiers, it was everybody, and all the people that lived on this ridge were affected, and this whole part of the county of Washington County was affected years after this battle.
Grants were given to projects in 17 states and territories to support archaeology, mapping, cultural resource survey work, documentation, planning, education, and interpretation. The Civil War Battle of Prairie Grove in 1862 was the last time two armies of equal strength fought for control over Northwest Arkansas. The grant money will fund a project to delineate the locations and extent of major battlefield features within the state park through the use of archaeological investigation and GIS mapping.
There's three family home sites on the area, the Mortons, the Bordens, and the Rogers, and we want to find their structures. There's the Cane Hill to Fayetteville Road that goes right through the middle of the park, that Highway 62 basically replaced it, but we just don't know exactly where it went through the park. We have a good idea, but we're not exactly sure. So we want them to find that road and the ford where it crossed the Illinois River. We want to find, we know on from a map, from a soldier's map, that there are three mass graves that the Union made for the Confederates. And those bodies obviously have been removed and taken to the Confederate cemetery, but we want to know where those pits were. And we want to be able to basically find the edges. And so then we can mark them and sign them and interpret them.
The Prairie Grove Battlefield site has been a park since a group in the community bought 9 acres more than 100 years ago. It later became a state park in the early 70s. Cox says the actual battlefield was 3,000 acres, but the park only owns 837 acres. The park hosts Arkansas's largest battle reenactment biannually during the first weekend in December. The next reenactment is scheduled for December 4th and 5th of this year to commemorate the 148th anniversary of the Battle of Prairie Grove. Cox says grants like this one help expand knowledge of battlefield sites, which is important in preserving the country's history.
The Civil War was, even though it was a gruesome and undesirable part of our history, it's important. It was about families and Americans, and it's important that future generations know about it, learn about it, and can come experience it. And so that's why there's so many of them across the nation, for that very reason.
Federal, state, local, and tribal governments, nonprofit organizations, and educational institutions are eligible for the battlefield grants, which are awarded annually. Since 1996, more than $12 million has been awarded by the American Battlefield Protection Program to help preserve significant historic battlefields associated with wars on American soil. More information is available at nps.gov. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.